Website?
Yeah, do you mind if I start recording?
No.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this had a click track. I don't even know how to turn this off. I just did this for the first time right now.
Oh.
Oh, well. Well, the interview will have
where
a click track.
It?
Do you know how to do it?
Maybe
up here or something?
How did you do that?
This is the first time I've used it, seriously. But I don't think it matters because I'm just going
to
type it up anyway.
To...
We're not doing it from radio or anything.
Okay. All right, then. So I just talk into this thing?
Sure, if you want. I mean, I think it can. Yeah, it's picking it up. So don't worry about it.
All right then.
Well, so why?
Should we go and sit over there?
Sure.
So we're not standing.
I totally don't want to stress you out at all.
Ooh.
I'm Andrew.
There's some people want to do an interview with you about file sharing or something. Is
that
you?
That's
me.
Him.
Okay. If the girls are out there.
Yeah, they were just talking to me.
Yeah.
They gave me a little beer opener, bottle opener thing.
Yeah.
Which you can have.
What else? And then.
After that little episode.
Some guy wanted to invite us to a house party or some shit.
Have they got weed?
I don't know.
I'm sure we can find it.
Alright, should we
sure.
do this?
Okay, so I'm just kind of off the cuff, so I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
But I guess the thing I'm interested in is just what you think about this whole music piracy thing and how you think it relates to pop. That's just the broad thing, because we do a website about how piracy is kind of changing the way people participate in pop music.
I mean, the thing is, it's really hard for someone like me because... Like, I made my music on something that cost, like, £300, my whole setup, you know? It was just, like, so homemade, and it was in my bedroom, and I demoed all my tracks, and I got signed straight out of the bedroom.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I used to hustle for, like, studio time and get given, like, 5 hours every 6 weeks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it was always about empowering yourself and being able to survive with no money and being able to produce out of nothing. And, you know, I still bunk fares on the train and stuff. You know what I mean? I can't help it.
In
so
London
I totally,
or in New York?
Yeah, in London.
Okay.
So like,
you can do that in London?
Yeah, I still do it in London.
Okay.
And I help other people too. And say, you know what I mean? I'll never give... Like, I have to have that somewhere on the planet where I still get to... be on the people's side, you know? And I think that's, yeah, like, the record company, because I came through the channels that I came up through, it wasn't dependent on the record company and
mm-hmm.
radio and TV and all that sort of stuff and magazine culture and whatever, and I tried to come up and do it without any of their help, and they didn't give me any help.
Did you explicitly try, or is that just how it happened? Were you like,
I want
to do it without them, or did it just sort of happen without
no,
them?
No, I mean, I never fitted into that. I was always on the wrong side of the tracks, and I was always feeling like, you know, I'd much rather work out things that help people and empower people than to join the machine and
mm-hmm.
perpetuate a certain idea that I don't believe in.
Yeah.
You know, and... So it was always about, for me, it was really about teaching people to just be honest and be straight, just be normal and, you know, be grounded and rely on your own things that you have and you have around
yeah,
you, know.
Yeah.
And in that sense, you know, technology, of course, the obvious thing is it does free up music for people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and...
Because you can make it easier or because the distribution or...
Well... It's like, when you're an artist and you first start making work, the thing that you're led by is to make work and to get it out to people. And that's just direct. You make it and then it's out. And then, you know, you have no care in the world and fuck it, you've survived on $5 a day before and you can still carry on doing it. And, like, in that sense, I'm just like, yeah, music is for people, let them have it. And that way you don't have to censor it. And if the idea is to make music more interesting for people, then it's great that you don't have to go through these stupid machines because you can make music whatever you want it to be about and you can communicate and talk to people and no one's going to censor you.
Do you see a lot of censorship because corporations run music?
Oh, hell yeah.
I mean, it's a given.
You know,
no, I didn't mean to ask you that, obviously.
It's like, yeah, it's like one of the things, a lot of people think that I came up as an artist and that I'm suddenly going to deliver all these manifestos and start a revolution. And really, that's what it is. It is about trying to survive without the machine. Mm-hmm. And that's the battle that I took on. It was like, I'm not trying to be a politician, and I'm not trying to do too much things that way, mm-hmm. because then I will go and study politics and become a politician, and you know, do something about it.
Yeah.
But right now, the thing that I was concerned with was putting more creativity into music and more ideas and opinions into music, and just giving people music that actually helped them or informed them or, you know, told them stuff.
So do you think, like, do you think we can all take it for granted that as more people just can get popular without owing anything to the machine, that will feed back into the rest of our political reality?
Well, I think I'm one of the first sort of people to break, you know, on the internet. So I'm totally happy about that. You know, I get to stick my fingers up at every single person in the music industry and go, I didn't need your fucking play on the radio, so fuck you. And now I'm not going to edit Sunshowers and release a statement. And, like, you know, they wanted me to edit Galang and all this sort of stuff. And, it's not even hardcore what I'm saying. Because I already had to deal with that. When I was writing the song, I knew that they were going to fuck with me. So I learned how to use my words to get around them, but still say what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, like...
And, you know, and then for them to still sort of come up on stupid stuff, like, Blaze the Blaze. And then it's like, why?
Just blow that out.
Yeah. And they're like, well, your song just has to go galang-a-lang-a-lang.
Galang-a-lang-a-lang. So is this, like, I think a lot of what we, I mean, I come from, like, activism, you know, doing anti-sweatshop activism or doing and stuff like that. And I kind of feel like, you know, the music industry, like, what does it have to do with the rest of corporate, you know, control of different parts of the political system? But it sort of feels like if we get pop culture back, if we get that piece of pop culture back.
Yeah, I mean, the only way to do that is through the internet.
Yeah.
And I think also just, I quite like, I'm feeling like with what I'm doing, there's like a sense of something starting where it is like, fuck celebrities, fuck the money, fuck bling, fuck everything, we don't give a shit. Like, you know, like, yeah, I make a point about going, I don't need to wear Versace and I can make my own clothes and I'm quite happy with wearing something really shitty. Like, I'm not that insecure.
It's not exactly shitty.
Today it's not, but you know what I mean?
I know.
Like, I don't care about getting on stage with a t-shirt on and stuff because it's about the real thing. But that's the thing. The machine has built up such a shiny little, you know.
Yeah, it's got a package. Everything's got to be packaged, and it's like there's so many different styles out there that are appealing that aren't packaged, that it's not delivering because it's not smart enough. And like,
but they have a lot of I think, you know, even hip hop and stuff is going through some of that.
What do you think about hip hop? Because it's so static about mainstream, you know, mainstream hip hop. Because I love it. In a way, you know, it's so amazing, and it's so stylized, but it seems like it kind of like started this very broad thing, and now it's kind of this very advanced, narrow thing of like just being about like how can you manipulate words around all those different styles to create that effect, you know?
Yeah.
But is it? I think they're getting really at the same time, you know.
It's gonna get really interesting, I think, because it's really opening up, like. You know, I've had so much support from the hip-hop community, like, the past month that I've spent in America. Yeah. I think I've met, like, every single producer and rapper and stuff like that, and everyone's, you know, Missy Elliott came to my show New York 2 days ago.
Oh.
And, you know, Kanye West and Nas and Khalees and Timbaland called, and, to me, that's so bizarre coming out of, you know, your bedroom, never having gigged before, then getting a deal and then getting like recognition on the internet and then getting my like deal with Interscope in America and you know it's so grassroots and stuff that to have hip hop like turn up at your shows and be like, oh okay, no, I get what she's doing, it's kind of weird but it's like it's kind of cool, and you know they're trying to work with it and stuff, so I think things are going to open up a little bit.
What do you talk about with Timberland?
he said that he gets it, you know, and Missy gets it.
Would you ever produce a song for a mainstream hip hop act? Like if they're, you know, if you become like kind of.
What you mean, collaborate with
just
them?
Just do the beat, like.
To do the beat, I don't know actually, because I'm always like. I mean, I think I could, but.
I'll tell you.
I just have to figure out which kind of direction I want to push myself in, you know, for my next, like, thing. And I just feel like, usually when I work on beats and stuff, I don't really think, like, it's for someone else or, you know, it's I find it really personal.
Yeah.
So.
Is this interview getting a little long? I think it's a little bit longer than I...
Okay.
What's your
sense? We've done 337 seconds.
Oh, okay, so that's not that long.
Whoa.
That's intense.
Gunshots!
So, what do you think, is this gonna... So there's this kind of new stuff happening around music where it's a lot more open to participation. Is there any difference between the way it's happening?
That's what I'm into musically and stuff, to keep it really open, keep it really worldly. I don't want to be localized, and my sounds, I want to be free to draw from wherever I want, and I feel like, you know, where I've got to at this point, I'm totally open to go and work with someone in alternative or hip-hop or country and western if I fucking choose, or back in Sri Lanka and then back in Brazil and then back in China. Like, I feel like I could go anywhere I want. So, you know, I really want to have fun with that. I really want to be able to, like, go to Mongolia and find someone I can collaborate with. You know, the dude on the cow milking it.
Do you speak Portuguese?
No.
I really want to learn Portuguese. I don't either. I only know Italian.
Oh, okay.
Gotta learn. It should be easy.
But no, I haven't. I know how to speak Tamil, so I've yet to. I speak German a little bit.
What do you think the best?
If people out there just generally want it,
you know, and I guess you're approaching this from the art angle instead of the political action angle at the moment. But if people out there want to do things to take music back from corporations, what do you think they should do? You know, should they just kind of?
I think the way people can do it is,
you know,
see.
I don't mean to.
No, I mean, this is, like, it's good. I do think about this quite a lot, but I just go on what conclusions I usually get to.
I guess.
I think the only way you can do it is to support songs that are not big on the radio, you know, but to still give that artist an alternative ways they can exist, because that's really it. You know, the thing is, you can file share and you can bootleg and you can download, but then you have to make the artists survive long enough that they can sustain themselves. So how do you make someone sustain themselves and feed them, basically, you know? And I mean, you know, one thing is artists probably have to kind of be humble in what they want, and, you know, not start wearing a £1 million fucking diamond necklace around their fucking neck, because they don't fucking need it, you know? And the people have to compromise and be like, okay, you might not buy the album, but you go and, you know, see a show, or so you could still keep the, you know, ability for the artist to stick around.
Do you see a lot of the people who like you doing that?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's how the underground and the alternative scene exists, I guess. Like, artists probably, like, you know, there's tons of people, you know, there's just tons of sort of a band of musicians that exist probably on doing shows and selling their song to, you know, something.
Yeah.
And then sustain themselves. But I think you know, Peaches, I think, is one of those sort of people, but I don't know how much she gets file shared, do you know what I mean?
Probably a lot. Yeah. Probably a moderate amount.
Yeah.
But it seems like what we've been telling people is, like, you know, now...
I think both sides, everybody has to be fair in this, you know.
Yeah.
And we all know the record company is, like, it's like... They're, I guess, the villains in all this.
Should we boycott them?
I think that's impossible, really. Not until you've made a better way. Not until the people have figured out how to distribute, you know, outside the internet and stuff.
Okay.
Like, you know, for me, that's why it's really important that I start hanging on to the fact that I was coming from a global position, and that I don't have a localized area or anything like that, because it is so much about the internet because of that. You know, like, I know that kids in Sri Lanka can hear my music through the internet, and when I go to Sri Lanka, they don't even have anything in the villages, and it's been war torn for 20 years, but you always find a little internet shack, you know? So I know that there's, you know, interest in third worlds and places for you to have that information at your fingertip at the same time as everybody else in the West.
Yeah.
You know, whereas they don't have record shops, and they don't have, like, and they have to go and buy a CD player, you know, and that's your month's wages or something. And it's like, so in that kind of sense, it's really important for us to just go, it's one big, you know, planet, and if a song comes out, then it's just about spreading that. Yeah, spreading it across there, and not really about, you know, localized record companies that you know, right now, the reason why you're dependent on Sony or Universal or whatever is because they got distribution all over the world, and they can get your music out. So artists, to some extent, especially me, like, I had no musical, you know, background history or idea about how it worked, and, you know, I was always like, I'm going to watch my back, because you do hear that they fuck you over.
Yeah.
And I'm the most sort of, like, you know, really hard, cautious, cynical, pessimistic person to think of when it comes to the authority figure, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, at some point I had to go, yeah, it's about, you know, I signed to an indie in London. I know how far they can get it across.
Yeah.
And then I signed with Interscope, and I know they could get my records out to more people.
Yeah,
so then you're giving people a choice. They can go and buy a Britney record, or they can buy your record.
Yeah,
and it's like,
it's,
you know,
it's like, there's so many, what do you think about, I mean, there's so many people who are into indie music.
I tell you what it is, this,
like,
is the one thing you have to fight with all marketing,
transparent,
whatever you call them, all these corporations,
takes,
you know, all
like
television, media, everything, even the government. Everybody has got people down for, like, the mental age of about 12, you know? And that's why they feel as shit. Because they think that we're really, really dumb, you know, and that's the only thing why the internet is so refreshing, because it's uncensored, and you can address people, like, on a level. You can just go, yeah, you're smart, da 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 da, this is what's going on, and you can just start a conversation on a certain level. But the rest of the world is set to, like, such a, you know, lowest common denominator, and they think that you're really thick. And I was so bored of that, you know what I mean? Like, especially when you live in England and they really, you know, you stand up and you try and get anything made, or you do work, or you approach any corporations, and they always assume that the people out there are so dumb, therefore you have to water everything down, you have to, like, dilute it, you have to, like, censor it.
So what if, I mean, we've sort of been kicking around this theory, and this is just like totally off the cuff, but maybe you can tell me what you think of it, that at some point maybe all the stuff that's targeted to the least common denominator, to people's lowest ability to appreciate things, that people will just stop buying it. Like, they might download it, but they're not going to buy it anymore. But the stuff that hits them at their level or above their level that really aspires, then they'll be into buying that, because they'll be like, they feel, you know, that it's something they feel.
Yeah.
And then if that happens, then then, you know, I mean, the reason why they target the least common denominator is because the best way to make money.
You know,
sex and violence, it's always the way to make money.
When I made my album, everybody's like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, in England, I had like a handful of people who believed in me,
uh-huh.
and they were the people that accepted signing me without doing gigs and stuff.
Really?
But they got it, but, in, you know, apart from that, a lot of people are like, what is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, this is just appealing to people knowing that they're not stupid, you know, and I like that. I like feeling, you know, on a level with people and just going, yeah, it's something to me, I want this, this, and this, and this, and this for it to do that to me. And I assume that other people want the same shit. Like, that's how I live, you know what I mean? I like this, and I want it to do more for me. I want it to give me information. I want it to make me feel good. I want it to make me think. I want it to make me, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I want
it's just
more,
it's just more full. It's like, you know, it's like all this stuff we're seeing, it's more of what people are and what people's life is about actually getting into the music instead of like,
so
just a
tiny
slice of it.
I don't want to hear another song about a club. Like, I just don't. You know what I mean? There's only so many things you can say about champagne, and there's only so many fucking things you can say about Bentley. And that's kind of why I wanted to start writing and just be like, yeah, subject matter, psh, fuck it. I'm going to talk about whatever that went on today, you know. And it really had to, it really, really had to be like that for me. And I know that there's so many people that think like me out there.
So many people that think what?
Like me out there, because I meet them every day. So it's like, I don't believe this myth about there's this massive stupid people that we need to feed marshmallows to, you know.
Well, the problem is it's like all the smart people out there still like the stupid stuff because it sometimes has that like certain something to
the
it,
little
you know?
Pop twinkle thing.
And because we all want to dance to music that everybody else knows because
yeah.
it's more fun
yeah,
and smart.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Like pop, there's this thing we
yeah,
really
but then
about.
It comes back to how do you get the other stuff out on a mass level without selling yourself to a record label.
Yeah.
And it's like the internet
is
the only thing.
Yeah.
But then it means your skin and you can't get out onto the road, you can't do shows and you can't, you know, then you're still working at the shop but you've made a song and it's out and it could be like all over the world.
Yeah.
But, you know, how do you do that and how do you regulate? So, you know, maybe we're just in it early days and there's another way of doing it. And, you know, iTunes kind of makes sense, I suppose, because it's like 79p, blah, 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 whatever. But that still goes through
the majors.
Yeah, I think it does.
Well, if you're on a major, it still goes through the majors. And
yeah.
if you're not, then it's a pretty good deal if you're not. There's this one system that people have been kicking around where they say, okay, well, there's file sharing out there, let's legalize it and then track it. So every time somebody downloads something, it's tracked. And then charge people, you know how they're suing people in America? Like, what if you just said, okay, you pay $5 a month and you don't get sued, and you pay $5 a month. You know, you get internet, it's $35 a month. You pay $5 a month for music.
Yeah.
That $5 goes into a pool, gets distributed according to how people's music, if you get 100,000 downloads, you get, you know, that money that came from all the people who are putting into the pool.
Yeah.
Would you go for that if you were a
politician? Yeah, definitely.
Totally. It's one of those things, it's like, they don't want to do it because it means less control. Because
yeah.
then anybody can come up and make money, and get popular, and make money, and then what good is the system over there?
Yeah.
You know?
But man, I mean, it will make it so fierce though, do you know what I mean? It will make the industry so fierce.
Yeah, because you can just, if you put it out there and it sells. And the other thing is like, you know, when albums leak, if they leak like 6 weeks before they come out, it doesn't matter, people still get paid.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I, you know.
Sure, sorry.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm all set, so whenever you want to get out here, we can get out here. There's still a couple people from the club that want to say hi. They can agree to say hi to you.
Okay.
I don't want to monopolize.
We could all be
right.
Here, so.
All right, I'll say hi to everyone. So on that note, what I was going to say is...
Grab some chips too.
Yeah, I suppose it's kind of like early days, but I'll vote for it. You know, I mean, I've done it in such a higgledy-piggledy, upside-down way. My album was out, and I did a mixtape. Everybody downloaded the album. Everyone downloaded the mixtape. You know, Galang came out, and it was more widespread on the internet. It never got radio play, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, and I get like 2 million hits a month on my website or whatever, and it's kind of like, you know, I know, I totally believe in the power of the internet.
You
know,
do you sound bring,
like, I believe. Yeah.
This is the last question. Do you bring your stencils with you on tour?
No, I don't.
Did you ever do them? Did you do them on the street, or do you just do them like mostly around, like in studios?
I did some on the streets. Then I just did stuff like found, you know, like planks of wood on building sites and things like that. And that's kind of what I had. That I put in the show and bought the pants. So.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Otherwise I would say go out and do some stenciling tonight. But
I wish. That'd be really cool. But
it's Northampton. It's a very small town. My mom actually grew up here. I live about.
Yeah, I got to walk around here and see a little bit. It's so quiet.
It's very quiet. It's like there's that main street that's very sort of faux pop cosmopolitan, except off that. It's just like it's just houses.
Yeah, it's really funny. Like,
all right, I should let you go.
All right, cool.
It's great talking.
Thank you so much. Should I just press the space bar?
Yeah, I think so.